This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Judge Jeanine Pirro, along with Jessica Tarlock, Jesse Waters, Dana Perino, and Greg Gutfeld. It's 5 o'clock in New York City, and this is The Five. Crooked Joe Biden is smelling a big defeat in November, so he has no choice but to bribe, baby, bribe. The president is taking another shot at his failed student loan cancellation scheme to juice his flailing numbers with young voters. It's a group that he won by 25 points just 4 years ago. But now the latest poll shows the big guy is losing to Donald Trump by 2 points. Biden is desperate to win them back. So that explains why he's trying to find another loophole in the law and cancel student debt for 30 million borrowers. AOC is cheering Joe on and is giving the plan her socialist stamp of approval.
This is huge. This is people getting the student loan forgiveness, their student loans canceled. It means that, you know, it's hope to buy a house or have a kid or travel abroad or maybe even go back to school and you know, pursue a career that maybe they otherwise wouldn't have. I mean, one of the reasons that's not me now is because I didn't feel like I'd be able to afford medical school. And so hopefully someone else who's at an ICEF competition somewhere will be able to do that because of this.
As usual, President Biden is trying to cast Republicans as the bad guy.
Tens of millions of people's debt was literally about to get canceled. But then some of my Republican friends and elected officials and special interests sued us. And the Supreme Court blocked us. But that didn't stop us.
And the liberal media is more than happy to help Biden dump on the GOP.
In multiple states, Republicans are suing to make sure that Americans have to pay more in student loans, to make sure that you have to pay more interest to banks on your student loans. That is what they are offering America in this election year. Isn't that what America most needs, for banks to make more money off people who took out loans to go to college? Isn't that really, you know, morally, isn't that a real justice issue for America?
More interest to the banks. I never realized that that was a student debt issue. You know, I'll go to you, Dana. The truth is that the Supreme Court is basically saying that this is against the law, that the president doesn't have that power. And now Maddow is making it about something other than the law.
I mean, there is a room to talk about the interest rate issue, and that would be great. But that's not what President Biden is talking about. He's going after the taxpayer to help pay for people who are in positions that they had a contract and also they have been basically forgiven for years. And it's going to cost everybody else the money. We've talked about the fairness issue there for all the people that did it right. A couple of things here. You know, the main driver right now of the cost of college is tenured professor salaries. Nobody's going after them. At University of Pennsylvania right now, an annual cost of attendance is now well above the median household income for 1 year, regardless of the major. I mean, you can major in artificial intelligence or probably set yourself up for a really good career, or you can major in art history, and that's great. I love art history as well, but then you're going to complain about your student loan later on. It reminds me of his immigration policies. The student loan proposal that he's doing now solves none of the root causes, and teaches everyone the wrong lessons. And what he's saying to the Supreme Court is that I will just defy you in order to get votes until November. And then if it doesn't work out, no problem. Right. There was the one statute that the Supreme Court said, this is a major issue. And under this statute, you cannot do this. Congress has to get involved. So they said, okay, well, we'll do it under another statute. I think the result from the Supreme Court would be the same. My last thought was something that I came up with today as I was walking, but it's been percolating for a while. I think President Trump would benefit from announcing his VP pick sooner than later. And I hadn't actually really been in that position before, but I think that there are so many issues that are going on right now with whack-a-mole and him about to be in a courtroom every day starting Monday. If you think about having somebody out there who is a good communicator who can deal with all of these issues now, I mean, I think that we know who the two nominees are going to be. It's the longest general election in history. I think he would benefit from figuring out who that person would be, announcing it, and letting them get out in the country and do some of this batting practice.
Okay. All right. Well, Jesse, aside from that, which certainly you can comment on, I mean, canceling student loan debt and basically canceling a legally enforceable contract that someone of sound mind entered into should occur in order to give hope so that students can travel abroad. Is that the new Democrat platform?
Yes. Go to Europe for 6 months and get so drunk you don't remember it. I had so much fun. If only I could remember Europe. I think we're not talking about the lead here, is that AOC thought she was smart enough to get into medical school.
Yeah, that was pretty impressive.
I mean, I thought maybe law school, but then remember she doesn't even know what racketeering is. I guess she would have been a great doctor. Dana, I actually like that idea. She could have basically someone out there selling your agenda while you're tied up in court. Yeah. It's a good idea.
Thank you.
Janine will talk to the president about that. I figured out the reason why we're in this situation. It's all the baby boomers' fault. So in the late 1960s, they was the biggest generation ever. And the only way you could get ahead was to go to college. You wanted to be a white-collar worker. You didn't want to have a job in a factory. So when all of the baby boomers had families, all the millennial generation, they were made to go to college, whether they wanted to or not. I mean, little Johnny, let's be honest, probably not the greatest academic student, but he was forced to go to college. And even if the parents, the boomers, couldn't afford to send him to college, he was forced to take out loans to go to college so he could be a liberal arts major and get a white-collar job. But then what happened? We have this overabundance of white-collar workers, and all we need are blue-collar workers. We are reindustrializing this country. And we're doing chips manufacturing, all this construction, and there's just not enough blue-collar jobs out there. So now you have a bunch of people in debt complaining that they can't find work. And so instead of Joe Biden encouraging people, maybe don't take $500,000 in loans out to get a useless degree when we need something for maybe the CHIPS Act or the Inflation Reduction Act, he's still just bribing them. That's where we are right now. Again, it's the fault of the boomers.
Okay. All right, Jessica, let's talk about the fact that the Democrat Party was always the party of the working man. And now we see the Democrat Party, you know, they're giving all of these benefits so that you can buy an EV car, and they're giving benefits so that you can get solar panels, tax credits if you put solar panels in your house, and now benefits for those who have a college education, canceling their debt. You know, what about benefits to, you know, seniors who can't make any more money, or veterans, or the working class?
Well, there are a lot of benefits to seniors. If you look at what's gone on as part of the Inflation Reduction Act, lowering the price of prescription drugs, especially for Medicare Part D, is a huge win for seniors. Insulin going down to $35 a month. That's something that has, what, like a 99% approval rating. In terms of getting jobs in all of these green industries, there are a huge number of apprenticeship programs under the Biden-Harris administration. Just because you get a job and it's a green job, you might not like it as much, but it's still paying you and it's training you for the future.
How many green jobs are there?
I forget the exact number, but there's a press release about it, and there are a lot of... Well, there are. And it's also... Part of it is about...
Is it for those charging stations?
It's not for the charging stations. I've taken the L on the charging station already. I just wanted to say, though, about the student loan forgiveness program, and I was skeptical of this at first. I said, you certainly can't go around erasing hundreds of thousands of dollars of student debt. But 62% of Americans think that at least some portion of student debt should be forgiven. And they've targeted five kinds of borrowers. And I think you guys would be hard pressed to say these people haven't gotten it rough. And some of it is the interest rate problem. Certainly private institutions are gouging kids. I love to see how many medical schools are now being fully funded, that billionaires are stepping in and just saying no one should come out of this with debt. But these borrowers, people who owe more now than when they borrowed, who've owed for over 20 plus years, people who have just $10,000 in debt and then they can have their life back, folks who enrolled in, quote, low-value academic programs, so they used to have a financial aid program and now they don't. These are people who you could really make the argument are victims of the system versus what you would say it was, that it's kids who are out there earning $250,000. This is for low- and middle-income people.
And for couples who make $250,000. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, first of all, AOC's district is a nightmare. I mean, Venezuelans walk in and they leave instead of helping her constituents, you know, crime victims, seniors who no longer have pharmacies to go to because they closed, people who need jobs but can't find them because somehow Amazon never came here. I wonder why that happened. Instead, she decides to bail out, you know, the non-binary pink-haired gender studies major from Wellesley because, you know.
Don't Seven Sisters bad.
I'm sorry. And just that travel abroad thing, I didn't realize that the whole point of a government and the whole point of paying my taxes is so that somebody can travel abroad. Do you think the truck driver making his auto payments is asking for a handout, you know, so he can go backpacking through Europe, you know, traipsing from one hostel to another until he passes out in the red light district of Amsterdam? Jesse?
I didn't pass out.
Yeah. Sorry, I didn't travel abroad when I was young, and it wasn't until I was older, and that was for a medical procedure.
Ooh.
This could be solved fairly, which you think the Democrats would embrace because it's all about fairness. So why not split the load, right, between schools, banks, and borrower? Because it's not really about fairness, it's about votes. They would prefer to bilk the taxpayers because the taxpayers are powerless, unlike the academia and unlike the banks who have actual power and can come after you. And finally, they're always conflating intentionality with functionality. So as long as it's compassion, it's good. But if you look in all the areas that Dems apply compassion, which is crime, immigration, women's sports, here with the loans, it's bad. It's bad because they never factor in how their compassion impugns other people, whether it the loans, it's money being stolen from other people, whether it's female athletes, whether it's hardworking Americans who have to compete for jobs. All of this stuff is viewed through the lens of compassion. When they say these people need help paying their bills, mm-hmm. that's no different than these migrants need a sanctuary or this trans woman needs to be her best self. They're all the same, but in this compassion, in this weird compassion filter, it ignores the cost that it impugns on everyone else. In this case, it's theft. You can't call it forgiveness. You can't call it loan cancellation. They're stealing money. And if you are a hardworking American, how you can support this guy who's taking money right out of your pocket, then you deserve him.
Okay. Coming up, a huge moment for women's sports, but the left won't stop until Caitlin Clark has to play against men.
File 100% free with.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Do you have a point of sale system you can trust, or is it a real POS? You need Shopify for retail. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify POS has everything you need to sell in person. Go to shopify.com/system, all lowercase, to take your retail business to the next level today. That's shopify.com/system.
Women's sports is finally having its moment in the sun, but woke liberals won't stop until it's ruined. Over 18 million tuning in to watch the Women's National College Basketball Championship and sports sensation Caitlin Clark. But enjoy it while it lasts, ladies. The lefties are dead set on letting biological dudes snatch up all the glory. Thankfully, there's some pushback. An association that reps about 250 colleges and oversees 80,000 student athletes is banning transgender women from competing in women's sports. And it's putting pressure on the larger organization, the NCAA, to do the same. But that might be a tougher battle. One of the most influential coaches in college sports is standing by transgender athletes. Watch.
If you're a woman, you should play. If you consider yourself a woman or and you want to play sports or vice versa, you should be able to play. That's my opinion.
Do you think transgender women should be able to participate?
That's your question you want me to ask. I mean, you want to ask, so I'll give you that. Yes. Yes. So now the barnstorm of people are going to flood my timeline and be a distraction to me on one of the biggest days of our game.
It's kind of what the media does, Judge. It's like right before the biggest event, they will ask you the most divisive, controversial question.
And she answered it divisively. Mm. She said, if you consider yourself a woman, then you should play. I mean, she didn't even say, look, the NCAA makes sure that they undergo these transgender transitioning hormones and stay out of sports for a year. Okay, at least, and the good news is that the NAIA, made up of 241 colleges, is saying, no, we're banning transgenders. We want women to play. And yet she's over there. She just won. She could have not answered the question. She said that, she could have said, that's a question for another day. Yep. And she could have said, I want to, and she did the right thing. She talked about Caitlin Clark. She said she's a great basketball player, even though she wasn't on her team. And her team beat Caitlin Clark's team. But here's the thing. We are ruining basketball for women. Now America is tuned in. America is watching it and loving it. And now what they want to do with people like Megan Rapinoe and Billie Jean King, they're all in favor of the transgenders, but they already made it to the top. They already retired, so they can be as liberal as they want to be. But in the meantime, all these women who are fighting to be on these teams and have a dream and ambition, they're now being, I guarantee you, the men are going to come in and say, I want the scholarship. I want the medal. I want the trophy. I want to take up the, be on the roster. And it's a shame. And the bottom line, the last thing I'm going to say is this. The men are significantly taller, bigger, stronger, faster. And that's got nothing to do with equality. That's just bottom line biology.
Greg was saying in the green room, Dana.
Yes.
That this would be the only way he would watch women's basketball if there was a dude out there just ripping down boards, elbowing women
absolutely,
in the face,
absolutely.
That he'd watch.
He's right, and he also said that this is the particular fight at the right time to have it, because as Judge said, everybody's watching, so they just made record viewership for women's basketball. So you're talking about Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, and I can't remember her first name, Cardosa, and they're bringing in millions of viewers, and people are watching, and imagine that all of a sudden they go to the WNBA after the draft, and next year they're getting dunked on by transgenders. I mean, and you think there wouldn't be an outrage, especially on the salary point, the scholarship point we already know, and then what if one of them gets injured by one and their careers are over? That's what's happening to some of these collegiate girls. Mm-hmm. That one girl in North Carolina is never going to be able to be, she'll never be the same.
Yeah.
So I think this is the perfect opportunity for, and I'm glad the NAIA came out when it did. I think it's obviously a clear-cut issue. And they're fair. They're saying that transgender
women
becoming men, whatever. It's the same for both. You can't go from woman to man and play in their sports either.
Greg.
Yeah, I applaud the NAIA. Mm-hmm. Although it's kind of like me getting banned from a vegan restaurant. Do you think the trans women are actually going to be in those colleges, or are they going to play Division I?
What is Division I?
I don't know. Better colleges. Harder, tougher. Like, if you're a man, you're going to play. These are smaller schools, right?
Yes.
Yeah, but I think that they go for the scholarship money and the glory and also just the...
I'm just coming up with something crazy.
You're not looking for an answer.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. We're going to look back. Start over, Greg. They didn't get it. Okay. We're going to look back at this era as a period of social contagion ignited by delusion based on false compassion. All of this is virtue signaling without any virtue. And it deliberately marginalized the people they claim to help, which is actually real women, at the expense, you know, and benefiting emotionally manipulative but unwell men. And they're awful enablers. For those of you who mocked us when we would bring this up, ha-ha, you're losing and you're going to lose. We're experiencing a moment when the adults have come home. And they're wrestling the car keys, the ATM, the remote away from the kids who need to exit stage left and let the adults fix everything from women's sports to law and order. Because the irony here is, you know, the people that were hurt the most were women in all of these areas, and they're hurt by other women who wouldn't back them up. You know, what about the, where were the moms, where were the teachers and the female doctors? I'm not saying all, but I'm saying many of them stood by and watched as this craze took over, happy to indulge a mind virus because maybe they were just too scared of being called out. But the science is there. The gender affirmation delusion has harmed the psychological profile of young women mostly because they're especially vulnerable to a social contagion, being on social media more than boys are, and they respond to immediate emotional recognition. So they were the ones that were hurt by this, and nobody was there for them. So finally, I think everything's changing.
And we were there.
We were there.
The men were there.
Sure. The men,
like,
and the judge.
The
but allies. Not Jessica. Jessica, yeah, wasn't there.
Jessica?
Tell us what you said in the break.
It's just between us gals. I was disappointed that this came up, and it was also asked of Iowa coach of Lisa Bluter, and she just said, I'm not doing this today. And I think that there was a feeling on Dawn Staley's part that she couldn't really punt it. She did get more follow-ups. Granted, she engaged with it, but that is a double standard that has certainly been discussed on social media about this. I think the only correct answer to these kinds of questions is to actually go to the numbers of how many of these trans athletes actually exist. So there are 33 trans women out of 520,000 athletes out there. That's 0.00006%.
Why do we pay so much attention to them?
I'll tell you why.
The media, because you're obsessed,
keeps asking about this.
A little obsessed.
Yeah, that's a ridiculous comment. The reason why this is happening is because you've had corporations, you've had media totally amplify this issue and put it there. So now we have to go, oh, yes, this is biologically correct. And we're not doing it. And now we're called obsessed for calling it out.
I don't feel that it is correct. And 70% of Americans also agree with that. I think a person like Leah Thomas is actually the reason that this happens, because there can be such an outlandish case, which is not the average experience, where you have someone who was one of the worst swimmers on the men's team and then is setting all these records on the women's side. And everyone looks up and says, that's not appropriate. How this is, no matter how many hormone hoops you have to jump through. I just coined that. Hormone hoops.
That sounds almost fun.
It's Olympic.
You know what? She won by 38 seconds as opposed to every other swimmer. It's just milliseconds.
That's why I brought her up in this.
But it is one too many.
It is still a small faction of
but
this,
they're
and it
winning.
Gets outsized attention.
They're winning.
By the way, I want trans athletes to compete. They can have their own league, or you can create leagues where anybody can join, just like soccer.
All right, Greg's going to have hormone hoop jumping on his show tonight at 10 o'clock. So
I wish.
That sounds like a Jesse Waters prime time.
Try to follow this liberal logic. Punching women in the face is now somehow Donald Trump's fault.
We're talking about cash back.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Generations ablazing
a trail through barbed wire. A liberal writer says the horrific rise of women getting randomly punched in the face on the streets of New York City is somehow Donald Trump's fault. The headline from Salon calling it, quote, a desperate last gasp of the male rage fueling MAGA. While they ruminate about Trump, the left refuses to blame anything but soft on crime policy. Shocking video shows a lowlife, watch this, punching a 68-year-old woman down the stairs in front of a church, and then he stole her purse and car. The NYPD is looking for the attacker. Greg, the other thing is, I thought crime was coming down and at 50-year lows.
Yes, that's what happens when people stop reporting it because they realize it's useless, so they don't do it. That writer from Salon, Amanda Marcotte, she has a head injury because she has never said anything that made any sense. That's why I remember her name. You have to look up some of her stuff. It's almost, she might not even be real, but you know, why would you lie in the face of truth? It's because if you spoke the truth, then politically, you or morally, you would be finished. So if there's a possibility to put off the truth, maybe until November, there is a chance you can simply by lying. So you can. So even if the crime is ever present and the border's a mess and the cost of living has gone up, you can still deny that and hope that maybe people will buy into it. Because if you admit it, then you're toast. So it becomes a double lie. Gaslighting, you know, the lie masks the truth, and it also denies other people's experiences, whether they've been mugged or whether they've been paying more. You're actually telling them they're an idiot, which leads me to my big epiphany.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. I can't find anybody who's for squatting. I can't find anybody who will say they're pro-crime. I can't find anybody who is pro-inflation. So what gives? Like, why is this stuff always happening when you can't find anybody who says they're for it? And I realize just because no one is for it doesn't mean no one is behind it.
Good.
The Dems aren't for crime, but they're behind it. They aren't for inflation, but they're behind it. Because it's really hard to think for yourself, to plan ahead for yourself, to make decisions when it's a hard, when you're having a really hard time getting by. That's the strategy. We'll be right back.
I like that. It was a great epiphany.
I think we should end the show right now.
Judge, it's amazing. Like, imagine like going a lunatic, a criminal, punches a lady in the face, and you ask him, hey, who did you vote for in 2020?
Yeah. That's because, look, they're looking for any excuse to blame Donald Trump. What I love about the article is they say this is increasingly about unhinged male fury at women for daring to have lives that are centered around something other than to cater to man's every whim. Now, as far as I'm concerned, that happened 40 years ago. Okay. I don't know why they're just trying to figuring this out. And every example she uses has nothing to do with MAGA. Is anyone screaming MAGA? Is anyone wearing a MAGA hat? Is anyone saying we're MAGA in New York City? I haven't seen a MAGA in New York City, but they want to blame Donald Trump. They want to blame Donald Trump, for men punching women. But the article's about women kicking women, women punching women, people stealing from a woman at a Catholic church. And the irony is that the people who are who were writing this stuff are the people who were pushing the agenda itself. And so what I say to myself is, where are the people on the disinformation board? Remember
what happened to them?
Yeah, this is the same group who wants to make sure we don't say anything that's disinformation, but even their premise doesn't connect with the facts.
Jessica, do you denounce the Salon writer?
I don't know her as intimately as Greg does, her work, not her personally. But this seems pretty stupid.
Good answer.
Yeah. And there's plenty that you can blame Donald Trump. Whatever side of the aisle you're on, you have plenty of legitimate fodder to go after the other candidate without doing this. And it did remind me of during the summer of 2020. Remember, a lot of Asian people were being targeted and abused. And no one talked about the fact that it was done predominantly by black men that were running around like punching people.
And in AOC's district, she said nothing.
Yeah.
Yep. So, Jesse, it's like you can pick a problem people hate and a political dynamic the left cares about and just say it's Trump's fault and you have your attack.
I would make so much money as a liberal. And here's how I would do it, Dana. In the media industry, if you write about transgender or if you blame Trump for a problem, promotion, promotion, promotion. Also, to Greg's point, not only, Greg, are the liberals behind it, their solution is then compassion, which makes it worse. They would rather be seen as compassionate than actually fix the problem. Because fixing the problem can be hard sometimes.
It is.
Yeah.
It's very hard.
Let's solve some problems here, people. All right, up next, does it take one to know one? Lori Lightfoot is investigating the worst mayor in America.
a good.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
She's back. Ousted Chicago mayor and TikTok dance sensation Lori Lightfoot putting years of experience on how to destroy a city to good use by investigating America's worst mayor, her successor, right? Lightfoot is getting paid $400 an hour by the Illinois village of Dalton to probe their Democrat mayor, Tiffany Henyard. Tiffany is allegedly a cartoon character of corruption, accused of embezzling public money, taking lavish trips at public expense, all while making nearly 300 G's when the town is $5 million in the red. Lori vows to get to the bottom of it.
I will do my utmost, if this motion is passed, to make sure that I serve you with integrity. The residents of Dalton deserve nothing less than a government that is fully accountable, responsive, transparent, and effective stewards of your precious tax dollars.
Yeah, of course, there's the logic. It takes one to know one. But Jesse, this is the real story. The most incompetent leftist still has a safety net, right? You know, Brian Stelter gets fired from CNN. He gets a job at Harvard to keep him afloat until he finds something else at Arby's. Lightfoot finds this job investigating the worst mayor of ever after she was the worst mayor. There is no safety net for you, Jesse. You lose this job.
There's not?
No, no.
You mean I'm out on a live wire right now?
News Now wouldn't even take you.
What's that?
I don't know. I just popped into my head.
I don't want to say anything about them. I could be my future employer. You see, this is if you know what you want for a result, mm-hmm. you hire a firm mm-hmm. or you hire someone to do an investigation. I'm using a lot of these air quotes.
Yes.
But you get what I'm saying. You do an investigation. It's been predetermined. And Lori will, I'm sure, do whatever she's been told to do, mm-hmm. which is probably keep this woman in office.
Disagree.
I have
you
to
disagree?
Say.
Disagree?
Totally disagree.
She's
going to
get the axe?
No, nope, absolutely.
She's going to
okay.
get the axe.
Well, with
yep.
analysis like that, maybe I will be leaving here soon.
I got to say, I don't like Jesse. All right, Jessica. I suppose she has expertise in assessing corruption. She practically invented it. Are you going to defend her with your contrary perspective?
Yeah. But it seems like all the ladies at the table want to do that. So I'll make it quick. I don't think that, she didn't do a good job. Democracy worked and voted her out. And she's entitled to have a career after that. This also is a gig that's not going to last that long. The max on it is $30,000 right. when she right. has to submit a report. And, we should be applauding the fact that the people of Chicago, whatever you think of Brandon Johnson versus Paul Vallis, they did what they needed to do. They voted someone out they thought was ineffective, and she has a right to live and make money now.
But, Judge, it's like hiring Sam Bankman Fried to do your taxes.
Let me tell you why it's a good hire.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, it's a prophylactic, okay?
Watch your mouth.
Okay, thank you. Watch your mouth.
This is a family
show. It's a prophylactic
show.
Because then Henyard, who is the mayor, who should be, I don't know, I think the FBI should get involved in investigating, but what do I know? Lori Lightfoot had 100 times the number of people and made less money. This woman is the mayor of a city of 20,000 people and makes $300,000. Lori Lightfoot had $2.6 million, made $216,000. But here's the problem. This woman hires a sex offender to be in charge of code enforcement, which means, by the way, he spent 12 years in prison. We're not talking about it one in name only. Code enforcement has an obligation to go into your house. That's how many brains this mayor has. And what better place to put him? And she's got professional hair, makeup, all kinds of security going with her. She's a mayor of a small town. Mm-hmm. She is using the money. And that's why when Lori says, I'm going to be the effective steward of your precious tax dollars, she made a deal ahead of time. She's going to nail her.
But you're saying you be a mayor somewhere, you get free hair and makeup and security?
Yeah, Jesse. Yeah.
Maybe there is a place for me.
Yeah. Danny, you said in the break that never trust anybody named Tiffany.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, except for the one who sang in the malls, because I loved her.
Yeah, R.I.P. Yeah.
No, she's in California. I looked that up recently, oh, by the way.
Sorry, Tiffany.
First of all, the evidence is already out there about Tiffany Henyard. Like, if you see, like, and the people who are most mad are black women in the community saying this is outrageous. Lori Lightfoot, whether you agree with her or not, she has credibility in the community. I think she'll do a very good job. And plus, I know $400 is a lot compared to what $400 an hour compared to what most people make. But that's actually, in these types of investigations, I'm going to tell you, it's about a third of what these lawyers are getting. So if you think you want to go to law school, there you go. For the future.
Dana Perino says $400 an hour is normal.
Not what I
just
said.
Clip that.
Clip that, yeah.
Clip that and send it everywhere. No, I'm kidding. Just joking.
Wow.
Don't go to HR. Up next, The View has a take on the solar eclipse that's so dumb it will fry your brain cells.
Welcome to Three Forks Ranch.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
The View. Oh, horrible comment just now. Sunny Hostin shocking everyone at the table with what she said about the solar eclipse.
We've got a solar eclipse. We've got the earthquake. Also, I learned that the cicadas are coming.
Cicadas.
Either climate change exists.
That's more
or something
point.
Is really
the
Earth is returning.
Earthquakes are not at the mercy of climate change. It's underground.
No. The eclipse, they've known about the eclipse coming because eclipses happen.
Oh, Dana.
I don't know. It's just like, Mike, like, why should, why it's so stupid? I don't know. Like, I honestly, I can't stand it. Even this week, the AP style guide changed what, if you can actually dissent against climate change. Like, you're not allowed to have anybody who says it's not, like, the end of the world. It's really pitiful. Sad.
Sad.
That exclamation point.
Judge. Well, look, when Whoopi and Behar shoot it down, you know she's gone full loony.
Greg, I was trying to think back, and granted, I consume most of this through clips, but I hadn't seen that before, where there was actual push. But, you know, usually it's just like, moving on, that was a little dumb, whatever.
I think they've figured it out. I finally figured out why this show is popular. It's the five if every panelist has dementia.
So not just me.
But it's great. It's amazing. Her name's Sunny. She doesn't know anything about eclipses. She's got sun in her name, for God's sake. She's having a bad year, by the way. A month ago, she found out that her ancestors were slaveholders. Now she finds out that cicadas have been around since forever. She needs to read more.
Cicadas.
That's me and Peter.
Jesse.
I don't think Sunny really believes that. Sunny is playing Sunny. Let me explain what I mean by that. Sometimes I play myself on TV.
Oh, really? That
sometimes I will say things because I think Jesse Waters, a Fox News host, would say that. That's something Jesse would say. So sometimes I say things.
So you're a caricature of
sometimes
yourself.
Sometimes I play myself on TV. That's
so
what Sonny
true.
Is doing just to mix things up on the show.
That is so like honest, by the way.
It's very, I
he's not lying.
Honesty is my best quality. See, there I did it again.
One more thing's up next.
We're half away in a fake empire.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Before we get to one more thing, be sure to check out Surviving Hamas, Benjamin Hall's new series featuring interviews with survivors of the brutal October 7th attacks. It provides a unique perspective on grief, resilience, and survival now on Fox Nation. Okay, now it's time for one more thing. So I'll go first. Okay, a police officer in Utah was caught on camera in hot pursuit of two pigs that had been on the run for several days, four-legged pigs. Officer Corey Cooper chased the squealing animals across the yard before he managed to corner one of them in the driveway. The pig almost got away before the officer jumped on top of him, tackling the animal football style. And I had pigs. We should have put my pigs up. Okay, Greg.
All right, tonight we got an amazing show. Rob Schneider, Charlie Arnold, Jamie Lissau, Cat Tip. Look at that, huh? All right, let's do this. Greg's Guess What Comes Out of the Pipe. All right, I'm going to show you the pipe, and you guys have to guess what comes out of the pipe.
An alligator.
An alligator.
Raccoon.
A raccoon. Jessica?
Crocodile.
Crocodile.
I'm going to go beaver.
Beaver. Good for you. All right, producers, let's find out what comes out of the pipe.
I can hardly wait.
I know a person. I knew it was a person.
You didn't say it, Judge.
I thought it.
And you're still, it's still not, it, wow. We're not there
did
yet.
Did it actually come out?
It is a person.
It's a woman?
It's a person.
No, wait.
It's a woman.
With a...
Oh, are they goats?
Yeah, little baby goats.
Oh, wow. That's where is sweet. This?
This is in Surblicahasa, Surcatina.
Hey, where'd you guys go?
Mama was waiting for them.
That's okay. A hero.
You go,
nice.
Girl.
You go,
yes.
You.
Jessica.
That should have been one of my one more things.
Yes, Jessica.
All right.
Women, they can do so much.
Yes, they can do anything a man can do, Jetsy.
What can't they do?
They can't not do anything.
Should we talk about Caitlin Clark again?
I wouldn't have gone in that pipe.
Go ahead.
All right. So you may not get permission from your parents to skip school, but Bruce Springsteen will happily sign off on playing hooky for his concerts. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what happened to one 11-year-old who got the legendary singer to sign her note to her teacher explaining why she wouldn't be in class. In the middle of a San Francisco show, Springsteen noticed the young fan holding up a sign that said, "Skipping school, sign my note." And he knelt down and happily obliged.
Nice.
He looks like Tilda Swinton.
Sweet. Yeah.
He looks amazing.
He looks like Tilda Swinton.
Yeah, but I agree, both of you. Dana, hit it.
Well, 34 rehabilitated sea turtles are back in the ocean after being released on Jekyll Island in Georgia. It was the largest release on record. The turtles were under care at four facilities on the East Coast being treated for hypothermia-related conditions, including pneumonia. And dehydration, which the turtles experienced when the weather became cooler in the fall. I'm done.
What are they going to do? What are they going to do?
The waters are not warm enough for the turtles. And the,
what are they going to do when they get to Jekyll Island?
Turn into Mr. Hyde?
No, Hyde.
Oh, Hyde.
Okay.
Close enough. Yeah.
Is that because of climate change, Jesse?
I don't know. I mean, turtles going to rehab? Come on.
Go.
I'll be in Fort Myers this weekend, and you can just rub your fingers through my real hair. We can prove it's real. Book signings in Beach Haven, Vero Beach, Florida, Mendham, New Jersey, and Yorba Linda, California.
Ooh, I love
Yorba Linda.
Tonight, Jesse Waters Primetime, the Kamala Harris podcast at 8 o'clock.
She was on one.
Is she on your show?
Did she make news?
At 8 o'clock. Eastern.
Just watch him. Okay. That's it for us, everybody. Have a great night. Thanks for watching.
I'm Charles Payne. Listen to my Unstoppable Prosperity podcast so I can get you making money right now. Whether stocks are hitting new all-time highs or in freefall mode, opportunities abound. So why are so many potential investors still sitting on the sidelines? In a new season of my podcast, I'm going to get you in the game. After 38 years on Wall Street, I'm ready to impart some lessons and get you invested in the greatest wealth-generating machine in history. Listen anytime, everywhere at foxbusinesspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.
Listen to The Five ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.